Hello.
Hello, Jamie. It's Rowan from Silver Tiger Media. How you doing?
Good. How's it going?
Hey, awesome. It's brilliant to speak with you. Thank you very much for your time today.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah, so I haven't had the chance to speak to you since you were ill with congestive heart failure, so it's like a thousand times better to hear your voice now, man. How's your health going?
So far, so good. Yeah, it's pretty much back to normal, a little abnormal. You know what I mean? I quit smoking and drinking and drugs, so it's like, yeah, different lifestyle, but it's good. I'm here. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. You're an absolute machine. But did that give you a bit of a fright, or were you like, fucking body, come on, man, keep up?
I know. I thought I was indestructible, but apparently not.
Oh, well.
I bounced back. I'm pretty healthy. My doctor gives me good signs of everything, so.
Magnificent news.
Seems to be doing good. I haven't had a hangover in almost 2 years, so.
It gets to a point where you miss them a bit.
Yeah, I miss a little fucking cold beer on a hot day, but whatever. I'd probably drink enough for fucking many a lifetimes. I don't fucking miss hangovers at all, because the older you get, the longer they last.
Quite right, too. Well, it's brilliant. You're absolutely killing it. And to be honest, seeing a few tweets and Instagram posts with you and Kimberly, we knew you'd be okay. And we have only a few weeks to wait until you're back here in Australia. We are very excited. Did you miss us?
Yeah, totally. I'm really looking forward to it. It's been 10 years, you know, since we've been there. And that was the only time we were there ever. So it was like, you know. Yeah, it's weird because last time we didn't really get to spend that much time there either, but it was enjoyable the time we got to spend, but it was a lot of like get there, get up early, fly to the next city and try to soak in as much as we can. And then we're out, you know, it's not like we had days off where we can just chill and go do stuff, but it's really beautiful. What I remember too, it's been so long.
Absolutely, 2008.
Yeah, last time we were there, it was really fun though. It was really cool.
Absolutely brilliant. Well, huge thanks to you and Silverback Touring. We'll see you Thursday, the 14th of February in Adelaide, 15th in Melbourne, 16th in Sydney, and 17th at the Crowbar in Brisbane. So, what era of recording will you be concentrating on for these shows?
It's a mixture of everything. We just mix it up. We just play. Basically, what we play is the songs that we have the most fun playing live. So it's like certain songs are great, you know, to listen to. Like I listen to, but then we go bring them in the rehearsal room. They just don't. It's like missing something, sometimes you just can't put your finger on it. But whether the tempo's slow or this part's played different or this is that, we just kind of go with what we love. You know what I mean? What seems to carry, you know, keep the set pumping. We just like to. Play a good set, but we just mix it up with everything.
Oh, brilliant. And still so very popular. I mean, 200 shows plus a year is just phenomenal. Do you enjoy life on the road still?
Oh, that's why we do it. It's the best. That's like the parts in between sometimes you're just like, get the fuck on the road. It's just kind of like, just what, you know, you're doing what you love, and it's fun to just be out there in a different city every day and just get up. Like nowadays, I don't wake up hungover. I get up and I, per like what my doctor told me at the beginning, I get up and I go for walks, like about 5 miles a day in the morning. Mm-hmm. And it's fun to be able to do that in different cities and just different, especially when we're in Europe and stuff. I'm doing my walks in the morning through these towns and stuff that are just old school. You know what I mean? Walking over these little cobble bridges and stuff. It's cool. It's different. You know, before I'd be sleeping through until noon, you know, things change, but it's cool.
Now, when you're on the road, and I mean, it must be difficult because you've got Chad, Danny, Christian, and of course, Ace Van Johnson, no doubt playing up from town to town. Do you often want to give them a kick and wake them up and get them up?
Nah, it's all good. Sometimes I'll blow a little air horn in the bunks. Wake them up. Time to get up, motherfuckers. Only if they're like, keep me up all night with their fucking shenanigans. Then I'll fucking blast. Then I'll blast them in the morning when I'm up. And they're all hurting.
Oh, wow.
It's all good. It's all good.
And, of course, speaking of all good, last time you were here in 2008, our good friend Michael Thomas was with you and then headed off to concentrate on Stephen Adler's band. And the brilliant Ace Van Johnson took over from Michael, and he's been with you ever since. Christian, Danny and Chad have been there since 2001. What do you think it is that keeps you guys going so strong?
Well, just family. You know what I mean? We just try to keep the shit intact, you know? It's just... we're brothers. We care about each other and stuff. So that's what it is. It's family. You know, we've been playing, even like Christian and fucking Dan shit. They were in the Newlyweds as well back in 2000. You know what I mean? So Christian, Danny, and Chad have been with me since before we started doing Faster Again in 01. They were with the Newlyweds as well. So.
Indeed. That must be such a vindication, too, after all these years, to know that you selected the right guys back in 2000, right from the outset.
Exactly. I mean, just they're my brothers, so it's like, whatever, shit happens. You never know, knock on wood. But, you know, they're my bros. So, I've had other band members in different bands that didn't quite last the test of time. So, personalities and shit are, you know, you tend to, you know, some clash, you know, but I've definitely been lucky. But even with both versions of Faster and stuff, they've been, you know, I'm still friends with the other guys too. So it's like, it wasn't an issue with friendship and stuff like that. It was just different times and different things. You know what I mean?
And which is good to hear. I mean, you went through some heinous shit with those guys afterwards, so it's good to hear you've come out the other end. I was going to ask, I mean, with most of the band being with you for 18, going on 19 years, and, of course, Ace being with you for 9 years this year, I was going to ask if it was brotherhood or maybe you just, you know, said you'd pay them when you break up.
There you go. Yeah. No, we care about each other. We're brothers. We're family, so it's like you spend that much time with each other, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And we try to tour every summer for a couple months, you know what I mean? You're living on a bus together. We go to Europe and just different shit. Now we're going to Australia again, so
wow.
We're traveling together. We're family.
So, man, to hear that come out of your mouth, it just makes it so exciting. Coming back to Australia, Faster Pussycat. I was speaking with Michael recently about Front Row at the Donkey Show, and one thing that caught my attention was the multi-generational crowd, and I'm sure that if anyone can this tour, they'll bring children and grandchildren along to see a genuine icon of rock, metal, and punk. Do you remember a time when you noticed that the crowds were a mix of the old, the young, and everyone in between?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just when we started coming back out in 10 years ago, 15 years ago. When we started coming back out in 01, started noticing it then, too, because, you know, it was the second surgence of us, and that was almost 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So you already had people that were, you know, 10 years people, you know what I mean? So it's like that whole space, too, has been like, people bringing their little kids, you know, we got our kid, he's 8, you know what I mean? Then 10 years later, I was like, yeah, my dad brought me when I was 8. Now I'm 18, I'm drinking, you know, it's like we're getting all the shit. So, yeah, it's just one of those things where you just keep doing the safe shit. You see people growing up, you know, so I've watched kids grow up. And especially with social media, they'll be like, you remember me? My mom brought me there. It's like, now I'm a dentist and a cop and whatever. You know what I mean? It's like they're adults. They're adults. You know what I mean? It's like, I remember they're just a little kid going to their first rock concert, you know, in Louisiana or something. Yeah.
So regardless of who's out there in the crowd, what do you like to see the most when you perform? What crowd reaction is the real juice for you on stage?
I just like seeing people enjoying the shit, you know what I mean? Like seeing some smiles on the face of people bobbing their heads, you know what I mean? Just, that's the best, you know what I mean? Some of them singing the words, you know. I just like to see them enjoying it, you know what I mean? Not bored. The older I get, I'm not like dancing around like a monkey or a banshee. Running around just looking kangaroo as you... You know, bouncing around, but I just like seeing people get being into it. You know what I mean?
Magnificent. Love the Aussie reference there.
Where are you at?
In Melbourne. So we'll come and see you for the Melbourne show.
Oh, right on. Cool.
Now, after the Bondi's Boys days and Loser, you moved to San Diego from Seattle and then you moved north to LA. If I could ask you to look back on that time now, how important for you was that move?
It was everything just in terms of just me growing up. It was cold in Seattle. My mom moved to San Diego, Southern California. You know what I mean? It's like going from the cold, rainy, beautiful city of Seattle down to, you know, when you're a kid, you just want sunshine, beaches, chicks. You know what I mean? It was like, and when you're just, you know, turning into an adult, you know what I mean? So it was very important. And then the whole scene at the time, too, in Los Angeles at that time was like Rat and Motley Crue and all those bands. It was a lot of fun.
Absolutely. And they say San Diego.
It was a fun time.
That's most
it was certainly a fun time to grow up.
Indeed. So you've toured with them all, the shared stages, festivals, while rocking a senseless. What do you think it will take for you to hang up the mic? Obviously, we don't want you to. We love seeing you all over the world. But what do you think we'll finish it for Faster Pussycat?
Yeah, if I lose my voice completely and fucking bust a hip or something, I don't know. I just keep doing it until I don't like doing it, I guess, or until I can't do it. You know what I mean? Or both.
Absolutely.
You know, I don't know. I'm 54. I don't know. You know what I mean? I've been thinking about it lately in terms of different shit. I'm putting together a new rig. I've been switching from Pro Tools to Logic and got new hardware for my recording shit at home. And I'm like, this is my last one. You know, I've had the other one for 15, 20 years almost.
Yeah.
And I go, I'm not going to be replacing this when I'm 70. So this is my, if I make it that long, I'm going to fucking, it's fucking old. I don't think I had anybody in my family besides my mom that's lived that long. So I, you know, I mean, realistically, you know, certain shit, you start going, fuck, this will be my last rig. I'm putting together right now. This will be my last studio gear. So I got all new killer gear. So this is the shit. I will not be replacing this again. You know what I mean? So it's like just certain shit like that you think of that you're just like, ah. So I just keep doing it until I can't do it. Or it's pathetic.
And if you're still touring at 70, we'll be coming out to see you. Toby, we're out of time, but it's been such a treat to speak with you today. We cannot wait to see you back in Australia. Thanks so much for your time.
Couple weeks. No problem, brother. We'll see you in a few weeks.
Indeed. We'll look forward to it. Travel safely, my friend.
Later, brother. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.